I read once in stories on the Holocaust, so there was a big rabbi that he wouldn't save his beard. And there was a decree, you had to shave your beard. He was about to shave his beard at all. He was hiding for a long time. Staying in his house, not coming out, and people faked came instead of him to Mizdarim, to countings and stuff like that. He was hiding he's not cutting his beard. And in the end, one day there was a person, a Nazi soldier officer, that came to the house and opened the door, break in, and saw him standing with his beard like that. So he caught him in his beard and told him, "What are you doing?" So he hit him with his hand, told him, "Don't touch my beard." So that Nazi was very furious and angry and said, "Take him out." And while they went out, that officer fell in the stairs and died. Broke his neck and died because he touched his beard, because he fought with him. And he fell and died. And then they executed him outside, they killed him, but they buried him. And over there they said, his students testified, and they said he was very lucky also that he was buried with his beard. No one touched his beard, no one cut his beard, and he was buried also. The rest of them went to the fire, so they didn't have even that. So you need to understand the importance of every detail, Rabbeinu said, if a person goes to the world to come, zakan, bepeot, what he needs to be worried about?
Yeah, nice beot, nice zakan.
He's in Gan Eden.
Of course! If we're in Gan Eden, so he's for sure in Gan Eden.
He used to make the list for everybody, he used to do everything.
He made his wife happy. You know, his wife Avshalom said that's the main thing. If the wife, she's testifying, and the husband, he was a good friend, he was a good husband, this is it, you pass the test. If the wife, she's telling you, she's got lists of arguments.
So the main, your best friend, your partner, he's not happy with you, so where are you holding? You haven't started at all.
So, we're dedicating all of the verses of Tehillim and all of the Mishnayot that we're going to say now, and all of the words of Torah and Chizuk that we're going to say here, with all of our will and all of our holy desires, only to be Leilui Nishmat Kalma Nachman Ben Peretz Hershel Leuk Mashchinta Me'afra Ba'agala V'zman Kariv Lomar Amen. Shir HaMa'alot Mima'amakim Ka'aticha Adonai. I think that it's going to take a long, long time. Oh, maybe... Maybe, no, I need to start before. Yeah, you're right. No, I want to start here. I'm sorry, I was wrong. This is it. So we said another verse, nothing else.
We were not going to say one verse after the other, and then the class is going to be closed at night.
Okay, so we'll say those words on Pirkei Tehillim and then continue. Ranenu tzadikim badonai, lai shavim na'avati ilah, lamed gimel. רננו צדיקים באדוני אלי שרים נא בתהילה הודו לאדוני בכינור בנבל עשור זמרו לו שירו לו שיר חדש היטיבו נגן בתרועה כי ישר דבר אדוני בכל מעשהו באמונה אוהב צדקה ומשפט חסד אדוני על הארץ בדבר אדוני שמיים נעשו ברוח פיו כל צבעם כונס כנד מהים נותן באוצרות תאומות תראו מאדוני כל הארץ ממנו יגורו כל יושבי תבל כי הוא אמר ויהיו ציווה ויעמוד אדוני פירצת גויים אין מחשבות עמים הצעת אדוני לעולם תעמוד מחשבות ליבו לדור ודור אשרי הגוי אשר אדוני לא אהב העם בחר לנחלה לא משמיים מביט אדוני ראה את כל בני האדם ממכון שבטו השגיח אל כל יושבי הארץ היוצר יחד ליבם המבין אל כל מעשיהם אין המלך נושע ברוב חיל גיבור לא ינצל ברוב כוח שקר הסוס לתשועה וברוב חילו לא ימלט הנה אין אדוני אל ירעב למי יכלים לחסדו להציל ממוות נפשם ולחיותם ברעב נפשנו חיכתה על אדוני עזרנו מגיננו הוא כי בו ישמח ליבנו כי בשם קודשו בטחנו יהי חסדך אדוני עלינו כאשר יחלנו לך נפשנו חיכתה על אדוני. It's the first letters of the word נחל. It's רבנו הקדוש. He gives us the power to have to expect Hashem, to wait for Hashem. Nafshenu chikta l'Adonai, it's the first letter of the Nachal. Gives us the will to wait for Hashem, the ability to have patience, to wait, to hope for Hashem. Tet Zayin. Michtam le'David shomereni elki chasiti vach. Amart l'Adonai, Adonai ata atobati bala lecha likdoshim asher ba'aretz hem abad yirei kol chepti bam. Yirbu atzev otam acher maharu bala zich nizkehem idamu bala sa'et shem otam al sefatai. Adonai menat kerki v'chosi ata tomich gorali. תבלים נפלו לי בנעימים, אף נחלת שפרה עליי, אברך את אדוני אשר יעצני. אף לילות יסירו נחיליותיי, שיביתי אדוני לנגדי תמיד. כי מימיני בעל אמות, לכן שמח ליבי ויגל כבודי אף בשרי, שכון לבטח, כי לא תעזוב נפשי לשאול, לא תיתן חסידך לראות שחת עוד יני אורח חיים, סוב השמחות את פניך, נעימות במיניך נצח. יוד זין תפילה לדוד, שמעה אדוני צדק, הקשיב ארי נטיע, אזינה תפילתי, בלא שפתי מרמה, מלפניך משפטי יצא, עיניך תחזן המישרים, בחנת ליבי, פקדת לילה צרפתני, בל תמצא זמותי, בל יעבור פי, לפעולות אדם בדבר שפתיך, אני שמרתי אורחות פריץ, תמוך שורי במעגלותיך, בל נמותו פעמי, אני קראתיך כי תענני אל, את אוזנך לי שמה אמרתי, הפלך שדך מושיח עושים ממתקוממים בימיניך, שומרני כאישון בתיים בצל כנפיך תסתירני, לפני רשעים זו שדו אויבי בנפש יקיפו עליי, חלבם וסגרו פעימו דיברו וגאות, אשורנו עצה, סבבונו עיניהם ישיתו לנטות בארץ, דמיונו כאריה יחשוף לטרופך, יכפיר יושב במסתרים, קום אדוני קדמה פניו, אחריהו פלטה נפשי מרשע חרבך, ממתים ידך אדוני, ממתים החלת חלקם בחיים, וצפוניך תמלא ביתנה, נשבעו בנים והניחו יתרם לעול אליהם, אני בצדק אחזה פניך, אסבעה בהקיס תמונתך. עין בית לשלומו אלוהים משפטך למלך תן וצדקתך לבן מלך ידין עמך בצדק וענייך במשפט ישאו הרים שלום לעם וגבעות בצדקה לשפוט עני העם יושיע לבני אביון וידכה עושק יראוך עם שמש ולפני ירח דור דורים ירד כמטר על גז כרביבים זרזיף ארץ יפרח בימיו צדיק ורוב שלום עד בלי ירח וירד מים עד ים ומנהר עד אף הארץ לפניו יכרעו ציים ואויביו עפר ילחכו מלכי תרשיש ואיים מנחה ישיבו מלכי שבה או שבה אשכר יקריבו וישתחוו לו כל מלכים כל גויים יעבדוהו כי יציל אביון משווע ואני ואין עוזר לו יחוס על דל ואביון ונפשות אביונים יושיע מתוך ומחמס יגל נפשם ויקר דמם בעיניו ויחי ויתן לו מזהב שבה ויתפלל בעדו תמיד כל היום יברכנו ויהי פיסת בר בארץ בראש ערים ירעש כלבנון פריו ויציץ ומאיר כעשב הארץ יהי שמו לעולם לפני שמש ינון שמו ויתברכו בו כל גויים יאשרו ברוך אדוני אלוהים אלוהי ישראל עושה נפלאות לבדו וברוך שם כבודו לעולם וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ אמן ואמן קלו תפילות דוד בן ישי.
I had a chidush, why it's written Kalu Tfilot David Ben Ishai in the middle of the Sefer? In the middle of Sefer Tehillim, the end of the prayers of David Ben Ishai. To wake you up, to pray on yourself. Wake up! David HaMelech was praying until now. Okay, now you start saying Tehillim. Everyone saying Tehillim. Wake up! David prayed. He finished. Now it's your turn. Start praying. יושב בסתר, צדיק א', 91 יושב בסתר עליון בצל שדי התלונה נאמר לאדוני מחסי ומצודתי אלוהי אבטח בו כי הוא יצילך מפח יקוש מדבר אבות בעברתו יסך לך ותחת כנפיו תחסה צינה וסוחרה אמיתו לא תראה מפחד לילה מחץ יעוף יומם מדבר באופל יעלוך מכתב ישות צהריים ייפול מצדך אלף ורבבה ממיניך אליך לא ייגש רק בעיניך תביץ ושילומת רשעים תראה אתה אדוני מחסי עליון שמת מעוניך לא תאונה אליך רע ונגע לא יקרב בעוליך כי מלאכה בצבלך לשמורך בכל דרכיך על כפיים יישאון חפן תיגוף באבן רגליך על שחל ופתן תדרוף תרמוס כפיר ותנין כי בי חשק ואפלתהו מסגבהו כי אתה שמי יקראני ועיניו עמו אנוכי בצרה אחלצהו ואחבדהו אורך ימים אסביהו והראהו בישועתי קוף דלת ברכי נפשי את אדוני אדוני אלוהי גדלת מאוד עוד והדר לבשת עוטה אור כסלמה נוטה שמיים כעירייה המקרב המים עליותיו השמה במרחובו המהלך על כנפי רוח עושה מלאכיו רוחות משרתיו אש לוהט יסד ארץ על מכוניה בל תימות עולם ועד תהום כלבוש כיסיתו על הרים ים דומיים מן גערתך ינוסון מן
כל רעם חייך פזון, ילוארים ירדו וכאות אל מקום שיסדת להם, גבול סנת בל יעברון בל ישובון לחסות הארץ, חמשה לאט מעיינים בנחלים, בין ערים יהלכון, ישקו כל חי תסדה ישברו פרעים צמאם, עליהם אוף השמיים ישכון, מבין הפעים יתנו קול, משקי ערים מעליותיו מפרי מעשיך תסבע הארץ, מצמיח חציר לבהמה ועשב לעבודת האדם להוציא לחם מן הארץ, ויין ישמח לבב אנוש להצהיל פנים משמן, ולחם לבב אנוש יסעד יסבעו עצי אדוני ארזי לבנון אשר נטע, אשר שם ציפורים יקננו חסידה בראשים ביתה, הרים הגבוהים ליעלים סלעים מחסה לשפנים, עשה ירח למועדים שמש ידה מבואו, תשת חושך מלילה בו תרמוס כל חי תויר, הכפירים שואגים לטרש, לטרף ולבקש מאל אוכלם, יזרח השמש יאספון ואל מעונתם ירבצון, יצא אדם לפעולו ולעבודתו עד הערב, מה רבו מעשיך אדוני כולם בחוכמה עשית, מלאה הארץ קנייניך זה הים גדול ורחב ידיים, שם רמס ואין מספר חיות קטנות עם גדולות, שם עוניות יהלכון לוויתן זה יצרת לשחק בו, כולם אליך יסברון לתת אוכלם ואיתו, תיתן להם מלכותון תפתח ידך יסבעון טוב, תסתיר פניך יבהלון, תוסף רוחה מגבעון ואל הפרם ישובון, תשלח רוחך יבראון ותחדש פני אדמה, יהי כבוד אדוני לעולם ישמח אדוני במעשיו, המביט לארץ ותרעד יגע בהרים וישנו, אשיר על אדוני בחיי זמרה לאלוהי ועודי, יערב עליו שיחי אנוכי ישמח באדוני, ייתמו חטאים מן הארץ ורשעים עוד אינם, ברכי נפשי את אדוני, הללויה. קוף למד, 130. שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני.
Maybe that we can say.
שיר המעלות ממעמקים קראתיך אדוני. אדוני שמע בקולי תהיינה אוזניך קשובות לכל תחנוני. אם עוונות תשמור יה אדוני מי יעמוד. כי אם אחסה לך למען תברא. קיוויתי אדוני, קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו אוכלתי. נפשי לאדוני, מי שומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר. יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי עם אדוני החסד, והרבה עם אופדות. והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו. Now we are in chapter.
Chapter. Parak.
Kuf Yud Tet 119. We're going to say the letters Kalman Nachman. Kuf Lamed Mem Nun. Nun Chet Mem Nun. He was that lucky to have three nuns in his name. Amazing. Okay, so we're starting in Kuf Yud Tet. In the letter Kuf. קראתי בכל לב, ענני אדוני חוקיך את זורה, קראתיך הושיעני ושמרה עדותיך, קידמתי בנשף ואשביה לדברך איחלתי, קידמו עיניי השמורות לשיח באמרתך, קולי שמע כחסדך אדוני כמשפטיך חייני, קרבו רודפי זימה מתורתך רחקו, קרוב אתה אדוני בכל מצוותיך אמת, קדם ידעתי מעדותיך כי לעולם יסדתם. למד. לעולם אדוני דברך ניצב בשמיים, לדור בדור אמונתך כוננת ארץ ותעמוד, למשפטיך עמדו היום כי הכל עבדיך, לולי תורתך שעשועי, אז עבדתי ועוני, לעולם לא אשכח פיקודיך כי במחיתני, לך אני אושיעני, כי פיקודיך דרשתי, לי קיבו רשעים לעבדני עדותיך את בונן, לכל תכלה ראיתי קץ, רחבה מצוותך מאוד. מם. מה אהבתי תורתך, כל היום היא שיחתי, מאויבי תחכה מני מצוותך, כי לעולם היא לי. מכל מלמדה השכלתי, כי עד בותיך שיחה לי, מזקנים את בונן, כי פיקודיך נצרתי, מכל אורך רע, קליתי רגלי, למען אשמור דבריך, ממשפטיך לא סרתי, כי אתה הורתני, מה נמלצו לכי, כי אמרתך מדבש לפי, מפיקודיך את בונן על כן סניתי כל אורך שקר. נון. נר לרגלי דבריך ואור לנתיבתי, נשבעתי ואקיים על לשמור משפטי צדקך. נענית יד מאוד אדוני, חיי נחי דבריך. נדבות ברצון אדוני ומשפטיך למדני. נפשי וכפי תמיד בתורתך לא שכחתי. נתנו רשעים פח לי ומפיקודיך לא טעיתי. נחלתי את דבותיך לעולם, כי ששון ליבי המה. נתיתי ליבי לעשות חוקיך לעולם עקב. נון. נר לרגלי דבריך ואור לנתיבתי. נשבעתי ואקיים על לשמור משפטי צדקך. נעניתי עד מאוד אדוני, חיי נחי דבריך. נדבות פי רצון אדוני ומשפטיך למדני. נפשי וכפי תמיד ותורתך לא שכחתי. נתנו רשעים פח לי ומפיקודיך לא טעיתי. נחלתי אצבעותיך לעולם, כי ששון ליבי המה. נתיתי ליבי לעשות חוקיך לעולם עקב. חלקי אדוני אמרתי לשמור דבריך, חיליתי פניך וכל לב חונני כאמרתך, חישבתי דרכי ואשיב הרגלי אל עדותיך, חשתי ולא התמעמדתי לשמור מצוותיך, חבלי רשעים עיבדוני תורתך לא שכחתי, חצות לילה קום להודות לך על משפטי צדקך. חבר אני לכל אשר יראוך ולשומרי פיקודיך, חסדך אדוני מלאה הארץ, חוקיך למדני. מם. מה אהבתי תורתך כל היום משיחתי, מאויבי תחכה מני מצוותיך, כי לעולם היא לי. מכל מלמדי התקלתי, כי את דבותיך שיחה לי, מזקנים את בונן, כי פיקודיך נצרתי. מכל אורחה קליתי רגלי למען לשמור דבריך, ממשפטיך לא סרתי, כי אתה הורתני. מה נמלצו לחיקי אמרתך מדבש לפי, מפיקודיך את בונן על כן שנאתי. כל אורח שקר. נון. נר לרגלי דבריך ואור לנתיבתי, נשבעתי ואקיים על לשמור משפטי צדקך. נעניתי עד מאוד אדוני, חיי נחי דבריך. נדבות פי רצון אדוני ומשפטיך למדני. נפשי וכפי תמיד ותורתך לא שכחתי. נתנו רשעים פח לי ומפיקודיך לא טעיתי. נחלתי את דבותיך לעולם, כי ששון ליבי המה. נתיתי ליבי לעשות חוקיך לעולם עקב. עכשיו אנחנו נסיים את האותיות נשמה. נון. נר לרגלי דבריך ואור לנתיבתי. נשבעתי ואקיים על לשמור משפטי צדקך. נענית יד מאוד אדוני, חיי נחי דבריך. נדבות פי רצון אדוני ומשפטיך למדני. נפשי וכפי תמיד ותורתך לא שכחתי. נתנו רשעים פח לי ומפיקודיך לא טעיתי. נחלתי את דבותיך לעולם, כי ששון ליבי המה. נתיתי ליבי לעשות חוקיך לעולם עקב. שין. שרים רדפוני חינם ומדברך פחד ליבי. שש אנוכי על אמרתך כמוצא שלל רב. שקר שנאתי ואת אהבה תורתך אהבתי. שבע ביום היללתיך על משפטי צדקך. שלום רב לאוהבי תורתך ואין למו מכשול. סיברתי לישועתך אדוני ומצוותיך עשיתי. שמרה נפשי את עדותיך ואוהבם מאוד. שמרתי פיקודיך ועדותיך כי כל דרכי נגדך. מם. מה אהבתי תורתך כל היום משיחתי, מאויבי תחכה מני מצוותיך, כי לעולם היא לי. מכל מלמדי השכלתי, כי את דבותיך שיחה לי, מזקנים את בונן, כי פיקודיך נצרתי. מכל אורח רע קליתי רגלי למען אשמור דבריך, ממשפטיך לא סרתי, כי אתה הורתני. מה נמלצו לחיקי אמרתך מדבש לפי, מפיקודיך את בונן על כן שנאתי כל אורח שקר. היי, אורני אדוני דרך חוקיך ועצרנה עקב, הבינני בעצר התורתך ואשמרנה בכל לב. הדריכני בנתיב מצוותיך כי בו חפצתי, הת ליבי אל עדבותיך ועל אל בצע. העבר עיניי מראות שב בדרכיך חייני, הקם לעבדך אמרתך אשר לעירתך. העבר חרפתי אשר יגורתי כי משפטיך טובים, הנה תאהבתי לפיקודיך בצדקתך חייני. What with the משניות? You have משניות over there?
Yeah,
נשמה משניות over there?
Yeah.
Good, good, good. IQ?
49.
No, no, no. 49. 49. Okay. Now you're going to say Mishnayot.
Excuse me.
Can I have a chance?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. Only Neshama? Only Neshama? Okay. We're learning the Kvod V'Livu Nishmat HaManoach Kal Manachon Nishar Yitzar Yisrael Yiratzon Shtiyah Nafsho Tzura B'Tzor Chaim Amen. Nun of the Mishnayot Nafal Letocho Yain O Mochal V'Shinu Mikzat Mar'av Im Ein Bo Mar'e Maim 40 Se'ah Harei Zeh Lo Yitbol Bo Shin Shlosha Lugin Maim V'Nafal Letochan Korto V'Yain V'Harei Mar'ehen K'Mar'e Yain V'Naflu L'Mikveh Lo Pesalu שלושה לוגין מים חסר קורטוב ונפל לתוכן קורטוב חלב והרי מראיהן כמראי המים ונפלו למקווה לא פסלו רבי יוחנן בן נורי אומר הכל הולך אחר המראה מקווה שיש בו 40 שעה מכוונות ירדו שניים וטבלו זה אחר זה הראשון טהור והשני טמא רבי יהודה אומר אם היו רגליו של ראשון נוגעות במים אף השני טהור התביל בו את הסגוס והעלהו מקצתו נוגע במים טהור הקר והכסת של אור כיוון שהגביע ספטותיהם מן המים המים שבתוכן שאובין כיצד יעשה מטבילן ומעלה אותם דרך שוליהם היי התביל בו את המיטה, אף על פי שרגליה שוקעות בתי תהווה תאורה, מפני שהמים מקדמים, מקווה שממיו מרודדים, כובש אפילו חבילי עצים, אפילו חבילי קנים, כדי שיתפחו המים ויורד וטובל, מחת שהיא נתונה על מעלות המערה, היה מוליך ומביא במים, כיוון שעבר עליה הגל, תאורה.
But we need to say now.
No, that's what you get.
This one.
Two
tefillah. Anna, that one.
Again.
Anna Adonai Malei Rachamim, Asher Biyadcha Nefesh Kol Chai Veruach Kol Besar Ish. Yena Leratzon Lefanecha Toratenu Tefilatenu Ba'avur Nishmat Kalman Nachman Ben Peretz Hershel. Ugmol Na'ima Bechasdecha Gadol Liftoach LaShe'arei Rachamim VaChesed VeShe'arei Gan Eden. ותקבל אותה באהבה ובחיבה, ושלח למלאכיך הקדושים להוליכה ולהושיבה תחת עץ החיים, אצל נשמות הצדיקים והצדקניות, חסידים וחסידות, להנות מזיו שכינתך, ולהשביעה מטובך הצפון לצדיקים, והגוף ינוח בקבר במנוחה נכונה, בחדווה ובשמחה ושלום, כדכתיב, יבוא שלום, ינוחו על משכבותם, וכתיב יעלזו חסידים בכבוד, ירננו על משכבותם. וכתיב אם תשכב לא תפחד ושכבת וערבה שנתך ותשמור אותו מחיבות הקבר ומרימה ותולעה ותמחול ותסלחו על כל פשעיו כי אין אדם כי אדם אין צדיק בארץ אשר יעשה טוב ולא יחטא מוזכור לו זכיותיו וצדקותיו אשר עשה ותשפיע לו מנשמתו לדשן עצמותיו בקבר מרוב טוב הצפון לצדיקים כדכתיב מרב טובך אשר צפנת לראיך וכתיב שומר כל עצמותיו אחת מהנה לא נשברה וישכון בטח בדעת ושענן מפחד רעה ואל יראה פני גיהנום ונשמתו תהה צורה בצרור החיים ולהחיותו בתחיית המתים עם כל מתי עמך ישראל ברחמים כן יהי רצון אמן קדיש
Amen. Amen.
אל מלא רחמים, שוכן במרומים, ממצא מנוחה נכונה על כנפי השכינה, במעלות קדושים ותורים, כזוהר הרקיע מזהירים. את נשמת קלמן נחמן בן פרץ הרשל שלח לעולמו, בעבור שכולנו נזכה, נרצה השם, ניתן צדקה, ועד הזכרת נשמתו. לכן בעל הרחמים יסתירהו בסתר כנפיו לעולמים, ויצרור בצרור חיים את נשמתו, אדוני הוא נחלתו, וינוח בשלום על משכבו, ונאמר אמן. נאו, ויזנדיף צדקה בקרב ישראל. If people don't have to give to each other, and by that we also give one to the other,
is that what you do?
Okay. Nice thing.
Opa.
One can give to each other, and give it to someone.
Oh, okay.
The Dima.
I like money.
Thank
I like
you.
To give it, not to take.
Move the shema, move the shema. Standing over stinks. Thank you. Yishar koach, kadima, chaverim.
We got together Gemara, and one of the things that's very special about Kamen Nachman was that may not have been the greatest Gemara student in terms of his knowledge, his learning, but he was probably one of the greatest students that I've ever seen in terms of his ability to connect with the Torah. He was in there. He was alive. You said something, he'd be immediately on you. He knew exactly where you were in the Gemara and what we were talking about, and if there was a problem, yeah, and he'd say there's a problem here. What's this about? What's that about? What's going on here? He was there. He was in the Gemara. And his Gemara brought him alive. He enjoyed being there. He was the first one in the class, and I don't know if he was the last one, because I certainly wasn't there at the end. So I'm assuming he was probably the last one there too, because he loved being there. He just loved the learning. He loved the
also the friendship and
friendship. But he gave everything. Right? He gave himself, put himself into his learning and into his being and into his relationships. And I think that's a great lesson for all of us, to try and emulate the good midot that we see around us. And there's no better midot than to put who we are in. He wasn't afraid to be who he was. He was a very real person, a very genuine person. And he gave that out. There was no hiding, no masks, no pretense. He said what he thought, and he was real. And in our day and age, when a lot of us are, speaking for myself, hiding behind masks and afraid to put ourselves into our work, into our life, into our Torah, We should learn that. That's really the great essence and a great power in putting ourselves into whatever it is that we do.
I can say something. So I spoke at the kid who was taught by Abba Nathan Shabbos. This is a little bit of an extension of that. What I talked about then was that our point was very depressed, and he could bring the dedication of Chanukah Habayis of the Nisi'im. He was involved in that. There was the 12 tribes, and by the way, he was by the ball. But he was very depressed, in a sense. And that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him the obligation of lighting the menorah. That wasn't good enough for him, because he was so basically depressed, and he didn't get to participate in bringing up the gifts of Chanukah Habayis. He didn't get it shared in the embarrassment of the Nisim, why they were bringing it up in the first place. And so it leads me to also make a connection to Pesach Sheni, which was also last week's Parsha. So what's the connection of Pesach Sheni into Aron Kohen? Pesach Sheni, Rashi HaKodesh says that those people in Pesach Sheni, that they merited really to be in that week's Parsha. They were at such a high level. What were they high level doing? They felt so bad that they weren't able to participate and that they went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they actually passed into Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the first time that anybody ever had a Shiloh from Moshe Rabbeinu, if I'm not mistaken. They went to Moshe Rabbeinu and asked him, you know, what should we do? We want to participate in this. We want to be involved. We missed out because we were carrying a mace, which actually was, the Midrash says, was Yosef Atzadik. So they were doing the mitzvah of carrying Yosef's bones out of Mitzrayim, but they didn't get participate in the original Pesach. So they wanted to, because they didn't know what to do. So Rashi says, again, you could have just said, well, of course, Rav should have just said, if you miss Pesach, you get to do Pesach Sheni. That was not the case. The Torah, our Holy Torah, talks about how these people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and the merit of them coming to Moshe Rabbeinu, because they teach us that they really wanted to be Osei in the mitzvah. They really wanted to be involved in the mitzvah. A nice halacha real quick, that Shiva Bacha was walking in Poland, and it was pre-World War II, and he was walking, it was the middle of the night, it was freezing cold, snow on the ground, and he sees this little man running across the street in front of him, back and forth across the street. It's 2 o'clock in the morning, he just finished Mishmar, Thursday night. This little man's running around. So he comes up to Shiva Bacha, and Shiva Bacha's scared at the very beginning, and he realizes it's the Kabbalah time himself. The Kabbalah time says, what are you doing out so late at night? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I'll come back to study, and a couple times I'll go home, have a meal, bed, warm yourself up. And then a couple times I basically turned around and started running around the street, side to side. It happened to me that Shiva Bacha was boarding with a couple times sister. The next morning he goes up to a couple times and says, you know, your brother a couple times was running around the street all last night. So that's the third night in a row he's been doing that. He's trying to do Kiddush Lubavitch. And back in Poland in the evening, in the winter nights, you can't really see the. I mean, he wanted to do it so bad, he's spending all night long running around. So what do we learn from these? We learned that to be involved in the mitzvah, it's more than just the obligation. It goes beyond that. And all this really ties in, reminds me of Kabbalah Nachman, because he had such, we all have an obligation to embrace what you do. We all have an obligation to make sure that everybody's taken care of. But Kabbalah Nachman, his eager, his essence of him was to really care for people. And he wanted to make sure that people came to his house for him. He wanted to make sure that it was special. He wanted to make people feel special. He had people stay in his house. He really was involved in embracing each Jew, making sure that somebody had a place to go. And it was beyond the obligation of being a Jew. It was beyond what we're required to do to help other people. It was really more for the sake of out of love, which is really the highest love, not fear, but out of love, not out of obligation. And like I said on Shabbos, I learned a lot from Kabbalah. Kabbalah Nachman was a real man. Kabbalah Nachman was the service in Vietnam, the service to his wife, as a husband, the service to our yeshiva, the service to the kehillas that he was involved in. We saw the exemplary of what it really took to be a man, stand up for the right cause. In a case where somebody insulted somebody, and he came right to the defense and said, "You're wrong, and I'm going to tell you why you're wrong. And please, if you don't want to listen to me, that's fine. But you're wrong, I'm going to tell you why you're wrong." And he stood for what was right. And that was part of it. That was really who he was his name, what was right. And he was the first friend I met when I came to Israel, the first month I met him. And in my wedding album, there's two pictures of Kalman Nachman. I always say this. There's one picture of him getting the big Kalman Nachman bear hug that almost broke your back. And that was really who he was. That, if you had the Kalman Nachman bear hug, you know what it was all about. And there would have been dancing with me during the first dance, and he has a smile on his face, just being that big Kalman Nachman smile. And those are the images that I have of Kalman Nachman, of those two, that big bear hug and that beautiful smile that really was a true smile. Every muscle of his face, all of it just lit up. And so I miss him dearly. We all miss him. And there's the Shama having Leah, and the Roman Tor, and
I can say for sure I miss him. I really do miss him. He was and still for sure a good friend, and I don't have a doubt that he's standing, and like that he knew how to talk in this world, for sure he's standing and talking good things for us in the world to come, no doubt about it. I don't have no doubt about that he's standing and saying good words for us and pray for us and for sure making a big change for us to have a big success. And you know, the seal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is truth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he listens to the ones that are talking from their hearts. Like that it's written, Dvarim ha-yotzim min ha-lev, nichnasin ha-lev, things that comes out from your heart, they're entering to the heart of the person that hears you. I don't have a doubt that Kalman Nachman is standing and praying for each and every one of us, and care about each and every one of us. And not on what that important to him that we're going to achieve, just on what that important to us that we're going to achieve. I'm sure that the same heart is even purer and brighter and more illuminating in the world to come now to pray and to stand up for each and every one of us. And I'm sure that now it's a time that is very mesugal, very special for us to pray. So I suggest that each and every one of us now is going to do 1, 2, 3 minutes with what they do to ask for things for ourselves, for Am Israel, for the family, for the salvation of all of Am Israel. And I'm sure that it's a very special moment and that all of our prayers are going to be answered. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
We spoke about it a little bit when we were close to the grave of Kalman Nachman in the cemetery, and we all remembered some details on his character, on who that he was, and we all shared that same feeling that we're gonna miss our friend Kalman Nachman, and we all saw that point of truth that he had, and that is something that is very important and required in this generation, that most of people that are serving Hashem are Baale Tshuva, people that don't have tradition, people that haven't learned their Torah in their childhood and not from righteous people and rabbis, just people that are trying to find their own path, how to connect themselves to the Creator, to the path of truth, to the Holy Torah, to justice, to truth, to honesty, to good midot. We don't know how to do that. We're pretty lost in that task of finding Hashem Yitbarach. And when a lot of us are trying to connect ourselves with righteous people and with big rabbis or big communities, we also can find ourselves lost a lot of times, and not to find the right language and the ability to talk and to communicate with those righteous people, and we don't know how to do that. And it cannot be that Hashem gonna want from us something that we're not able to give. It's like abusing someone to tell him to achieve something that he's not able to do. It's the worst thing. It cannot be worst cruelty than that, to tell someone to do something that is not able to. Connect yourself to the righteous people. I don't know the language. I don't know who are they. How I'm going to do that? Okay, pray for it. People can spend years praying for it and not finding nothing, no advice, and just falling into worst confusions and don't know what to do. So it cannot be that that's the will of Hashem. We believe that Hashem is Father of Mercy, is Avrahman. So we have to understand that we have to find His kindness. Maybe we don't understand Him. Maybe we misinterpret His signs. Maybe we don't understand what's written in the Torah. for sure Hashem is truth. For sure the Torah is truth. For sure all of the righteous people are people of truth. Like that it's written, Hashem Emet, Moshe Emet, Torah To Emet. And when all of them are truth, I need to find a way how to connect myself to that truth. And for sure the only way that I'm going to have going to be to seek for the truth. I cannot seek for rabbis, I cannot seek for Torah, I don't understand those concepts. I don't know what am I talking about when I'm coming from such a distance. When we remember Kalman Achran, like that Rav Reuven Levi just mentioned, we saw a person that was looking for the truth. He wanted to learn. You cannot say that that person was a learner, that that person came with huge tons amounts of information, knowledge, and Torani, that he knew all of the Gemarot that he was learning. That you saw a person that wanted Hashem with all of his powers. He wanted to connect himself to the good. If you remember last year, I mentioned that detail that he came to me, Kalman Achman, and told me, I'm trying for a long time to do my Itbodeduyot, and I can do only one thing in my Itbodedut. I can only say thank you to Hashem Yitbarach. He wasn't able to do tshuva. He was looking for things to do tshuva. He tried to confess a little bit. He tried to pray for things that he wanted. It wasn't his point in Avodat Hashem. It wasn't what that Hashem wanted from him. Rabbeinu promised that, and we need to believe in ourselves to believe that all of those promises of Rabbeinu and of the Torah Kedusha and of Hashem Yitbarach are for us, are ready for us. We can enjoy that bounty, the shefa of all of those blessings. Rabbeinu promised to us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not going to do that to him, to take one of his people before of his time. So you need to believe in yourself that you're one of the people of Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's first thing. You need to believe in yourself. Rabbeinu said that he have three groups of students that connect to him. And who is the highest one, the most connected? The one that loves him. That's how Rabbeinu explained. So if you know that you love Rabbeinu, love him. Not being 20 times to Uma and say Tikkun HaKlali every day, doing 1 hour and a half an hour in Kedusha, half an hour in Shalom Bayit, half an hour in Am Yisrael. No. Love Rabbeinu. You love him. You open the Likutei Moran, you have the desire to understand. You love him. When you think about Rabbeinu, you know that you like that person. You like that righteous man. You like him. You love him. He's nice. He's positive. He gives you good spirit, chizuk, goodwill to serve Hashem Yitbarach. Like we saw today in the Tehillim. Nafshenu chikta l'Hashem. Our soul was waiting, expecting for Hashem. Means yearns to Hashem. First letters of that verse. Nafshenu chikta l'Hashem. It's nachal. It's a nachal novem kol chokhma. It's Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu gives you the will to want Hashem. Gives you the power not to lose hope, always to keep on praying, on to keep on hoping, and never give up, and to help your friends, to do distribution of hafatzah with your talents, with your abilities, from what that you have in your life. We cannot think that Hashem wants something else from us. If Hashem wants something else and He's not talking and He's not saying, so who is He? Chas v'shalom. It cannot be. He have to be the kindest one of them all. He have to be the easiest one of them all. He have to be that one. And if not, so it cannot be. Something is wrong here. We don't understand him. So in a generation like that, the main effort that each and every one of us have to put is on finding myself. Finding who that I am. Finding my connection to God. My connection to the Creator. My connection to the Torah. My connection to righteous people. And even if it's going to stay that I just love them from distance, I cannot approach. You can go to knock on the doors of tzaddikim. We know what goes on in this generation between us to those that are called righteous people. The big rabbis, the leaders of the generation. You cannot go. You cannot. And if you do, and they open the door and you're inside, you're going to stand there with no words for 20 seconds and that's it. And then you're going to be outside. 100% confused, don't know if you approached right, if you said the right things, if he heard you, if he understood you, so you're lost. So it's not what that Hashem wants from you. Not that you will not gonna go. You should go, you should do whatever you find inside of yourself that it's the right thing for you. But you need to find what is right for you. If for you to go to the house of the tzaddik, to knock on his door and to try to talk to him, it's insulting you. It's breaking your spirit. It's too much for you. It's too much for your wife. You don't have the time. You have too many things in your head. It's not for you. And to believe that that is what that Hashem wants from you. Rabbeinu said that the cult, the group, not the cult, the group of students that are the closest to him are the ones that loves him. Not the ones that been in Uman. Not the ones, the ones that said Tikkun HaKlali. Not the ones that knocked on the door. Not the ones that saw his face. Not the ones that been in his grave. Not the ones that gave the most charity. No! The one that loves him. Because Kud Shabrichu Li Babaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants the heart. It's better to do less with the right intention, with the heart, than to do a lot with no heart. We have only one thing, that it's our heart. This is what that we have. You have your heart. You don't have Torah. You know that you don't have Torah. I know I don't have Torah. I don't have Torah. Even when we're sitting with the Likutei Moharan open, I don't have the Mary to read from inside. I want to. I'm opening that book every class. You see that? Every class, I'm opening Likutei Moharan. Maybe today, for the Lili Nishmat of Kalon Nachman, I'm going to say a few classes. Rabbeinu is saying, you should know that there are rooms of Torah. And the one that have the merit to those rooms, to enter into those rooms, when he starts learning Torah and finding new things in the Torah, he enters into those rooms. And he enters from one room to the other and from one room to the other, deeper and deeper. Ki bechol cheder v'cheder, because in every room and room there are few entrances to other rooms. And from those rooms to other rooms. And he's entering and walking in each and every one of those. And he's collecting treasures and precious sgulot, v'chamudot meod, and very wonderful things. Ashrei chelko. And Rabbeinu said to Rabbi Natan, I want you to be able to walk in all of the rooms of my Torah. Like that Hashem Yitbarach, Ramchal HaKadosh is writing that Hashem Yitbarach is good, and he wanted to give from his good. So what he wanted to give from his good? Shefa, $1 million, amazing house, a beautiful righteous wife, educated. It's not enough. Hashem wants to give all of the good that he's got. Not only from his good, he wants to give himself. He wants each and every one of us to nullify ourselves to him, to become, to be with him together as one. This is what that he wants to give each and every one of us that seeks him, that wants to find him. And he's close to everyone that look for him with truth. So what is your truth? It's different than my truth. And that is your opening, that is your entrance to Hashem. You have your point, because you have your life experience, you have your history, you have your background, you have your family, you have your friends, you have your concepts, you have your ideas, you have your talents, you have your thoughts, you have your Yetzer Hara, that Hashem created the Yetzer Hara. And you have your Torah, and you have your Tefillah, and you have your desires, and your holy desires, you have everything different than me. So it has to be that you have to go in a different path than mine. You have to walk on yours. And I have to go on mine. I cannot jump to walk in your path. I will never gonna make it in your house. I will never gonna make it in your life. I will never gonna make it with your parents. I will never gonna make it with your children. I will never gonna make it with your Yetzer Hara and not with your holy desires. I will never gonna achieve your goals. I will never gonna be able to achieve them. Only you can do that. So you have to find your goals. You have to find yourself. You have to know and to believe that you have. You have to put all of your effort. I'm doing that with all of my powers to find who that I am. And I'm telling you, you need to have a lot of courage to do that. It's frightening. Suddenly you stand up in front of a monster that it's also part of you. That it's your bad will. That it's your laziness. It's your sadnesses. It's your fears, your anxieties, your cruelty, your bad attributes, bad midot that you have, things that you're afraid to deal with. Things that's supposed to be so easy for you to solve and to do and to go for them. And sometimes you enter into places that you're shocked, you're scared to keep on walking. The test is if you're searching for the truth. If you search for the truth, you're going to find the courage to go, to make another step. Because the truth is going to be so strong in your heart to give you the power to dare, to make another step. Even though that it's frightening, even though that it's night, even though that it's dark, even though that it's cold, even though that you don't know, it's the unknown, you don't know what's going to be over there. But because that you love the truth, it's going to be worthy for you to sacrifice another step and to dare and to make another step. And especially when Hashem wakes up the love to Am Yisrael in your heart. And then for sure you do it for them. You do everything that you do for them because you love your brothers and your sisters and you don't care about yourself so much like it was before. Because when you start ask for the truth, you don't know what the truth is. You ask for it because you want it. And when you make another step with your tefillot, your prayer has been accepted, now you're going to find the truth. And then Hashem is going to illuminate your eyes, going to clarify the path for you, that you're going to know where are you heading, what are you doing. You're going to understand a lot more with the experience, with the time. This is why we're not allowed to give up from finding who that we are inside. And it's not easy. And if people think that they know who they are, I don't know. So bless me now after the shiur, mamash, I'm asking. Because the person that is connected to who that he is, his neshama is illuminating. Rabbi Natan is writing in Likutei Tefillot that when you find the entrance to your neshama, to your soul, so then all of the light of Hashem Yitbarach is illuminating from inside. You're a blessed man. You're illuminating the world with the light of Hashem. Moshe becomes to be Isha Elohim, a divine person, a man of God. It's God Himself somehow. It's Ish, it's a man that is Elohim also. The Torah compared the Chachamim, the real wise people, the real righteous people, to Hashem. Beis Din is Elohim. It's a group of Elohim. It's Elohim. It's God over there sits. You enter in front of three huge righteous people, you're standing in front of God. The Mishnah is telling us, you need to respect a Talmid Chacham, your rabbi, like Hashem. You need to be afraid of him, like you're afraid from Hashem. You need to have fear from heaven when you look at your rabbi. The Torah compared your elder brother to be like your parents and your rabbi to be like God for you. So a person can become in a level like that, that you're standing in front of Hashem when you're talking to him. That he nullified himself to Hashem in 100%, that when you look at him, you see the face, Apin de Shechita, the face of the Shechina HaKdosha. And who is that Shechina HaKdosha? That Shechina HaKdosha is each and every one of us. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu excommunicated Am Yisrael, exiled us, sent us to the darkness, the Shechina went with us. And now the Shechina me'ana li'inachem. She's not ready to accept the promises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for her and for us for the future to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to us through all of the prophets, don't worry, I'm going to come back. I'm going to save you. The Shechina me'ana li'inachem. She's not accepting those promises. She's screaming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizroi. He's cursing me. She's complaining on Hashem Yitbarach. He's cursing me. He's cursing my head. He's cursing my arms. He's cursing my children. She's not accepting His promises. The Shechina HaKdosha. The Shechina HaKdosha. She's fighting for her children in the exile with her ex-husband, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she's fighting strong. She's not accepting the judgments. And we need to hold with her in one hand and not to give up, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal His mercy on us. Not in the future to come. Not with all of those promises for an amazing future, for a third temple, Beis Mikdash, going to be rebuilt. Everything is wonderful. You're allowed to accept judgments on yourself if you're righteous. If you're not going to be kofir, if you're not going to be angry at Hashem Yitbarach because of the judgments, you're allowed to accept them on yourself. It's wonderful to say thank you already today on yourself. On your difficulties. You believe that it's all for the good. You understand, you believe in Hashem. But when you see Am Yisrael in pain, when you see your friends suffering, that they don't have children, that they don't have houses, that they're not married, that they're poor, that they're sick. You're not allowed to say thank you on their troubles. Never, never, never. Moshe Rabbeinu is fighting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to reveal His mercy on Am Yisrael. He's fighting with Him to reveal the Torah, to give the Torah, to teach us the rules, to reveal His kingship on us. That's our job, to fight for Am Yisrael, not for ourselves. For yourself, what you need to fight? You have everything you need because Hashem gave you the faith. And when you believe in Hashem, you have everything. You can live. When you have faith, like Rabbeinu is teaching us in Likutei Moharan, your exile is done, it's finished, this is it. You've been redeemed. Your Mashiach is already here. You believe, it's all for the good. You have faith. When we have faith, we don't have no complaints. But when we see Am Israel, that they don't have that doubt, that they don't understand that it's all Hashem. Rav Shalom once said, how can I tell a person you're not suffering? You're not suffering! You're not suffering! He's suffering now. No, you're not. He's not. So what is it? His lack of knowledge. His lack of understanding what he's going through. He's not suffering. No, you're not suffering. But I'm suffering. No, you're not. You're not suffering. No, you're not. You just don't understand that it's Hashem. You're not suffering. You cannot tell him that. He doesn't understand. He doesn't have the da'at even to understand what you tell him now. So, who can help him? Who can help him? If I cannot even tell him what's his solution, if I want, I'm going to tell him his solution, he's not going to hear me. So how can I help him? I cannot. This is why all of my war, all of my argument, all of my battle, all of my fight is with Hashem. That Hashem is going to reveal Himself. That Hashem is going to reveal His real inner will. His real will. Like a father that is angry now. And you need to go to him and to convince him not to be angry. To show His mercy. To show His love. To reveal His real will. Because really He wants us all to be nice and healthy and rich and successful and everything He wants us to have. That's His real will. But He saw that it's not helping to be too kind and to be too nice, and so we need to help HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how Rabbeinu is explaining the verse Yeshuat Hashem, the salvation of Hashem. That Hashem needs to be saved. We need to help Hashem. Tnu koach, tnu oz de Elokim. Tnu godel Elokeinu. We need to give strength. We need to give power, so to speak. I want to be very careful. But this is what it's written. To God. To Him. We need to give Him power. We need to give Him powers. We need to tell Him, believe in yourself. We need to tell Him that. We need to tell Him, you can fix us. Don't give up on us. Help us. We're your children. We're going to do tshuva. Bring down that light of mercy. Don't be afraid of us. We will try to be strong. We will try to do our best. Give us another chance. Believe in your mercy. Like the prayer, amazing prayer of Rabbi Ishmael. Rabbi Ishmael is asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Gadol is asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That your mercy is going to overpower on your judgments, on your dinim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nodding his head. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying Amen on that bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His mercy to control. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have nothing when His children are in darkness. Malo le'av she'egla et banav. A father that excommunicated his children and his wife, his divorce, he doesn't have nothing. Look, you have people, you know, you have families, you know, a divorced person that lost his wife, lost his children. What has he got in his life? It's the worst thing of them all. He doesn't have nothing. All of his life is a destruction, is a ruin. And now we are those children. We have a big job. To make peace between Kudsh Abrichu and Shechinte. To go back and to make peace. And to convince them to come back. Lechadadi likat kala. Go Hashem toward your bride. Go to your kala, to your wife. This is what we're saying to Hashem. Go. We're telling Him in the eve of Shabbos, Hashem, we're fine. Go. Go be with your wife. Lechadadi, go my uncle, go my friend, go Hashem, go my father. Likrat kala, to your wife. Get married already. Believe in her. Count on her. This is, we need to understand what's our job. It's a complex job. We need to be brave. We need to be strong. We have a mission. It's true. We're soldiers. No doubt. We cannot hide in our shell like a turtle, like a, how you say, Batiana?
Ostrich.
That hides her head in the sand and she's afraid from the predators. Don't be afraid. What can happen to you? What's the worst that can happen to you? You're going to die in Kiddush Hashem? Are you afraid to join Hashem? You're afraid to join Rabbi Akiva and his friends? Do you have something to lose? You plan to stay here forever? If you have the opportunity to serve Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh with all of your powers, there is no better thing to do in life than that. And to live in Mesirut Nefesh for Hashem Yitbarach, it doesn't mean to be in the fields all day, and to be in the Beit Midrash all day, and to do Afatzah, and to give classes. No! You need to listen to the voice of Hashem in Mesirut Nefesh, to find who you are. You cannot abandon your wife and children to make peace between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his wife and children. No way! If you're going to have Shalom Bayit and educated, happy kids in your house, you help Hashem Yitbarach more than everything else that you can do. So you have to be a husband, and you have to be a father, and you have to be a friend, and you have to be a neighbor. And you have to be a human being. That's the way. Derech Eretz. Kadmala Torah. It's before all of the Torah. And now you completed that, and you have an illuminating house, and a happy wife, and a very bright, wise, educated, polite children. Go! Teach! Talk to the masses! Go! Whatever you can do, do. Kol asher tinsay adcha bekochacha aseh. Whatever thing you can find with your powers to do, go do. But do it from a point of truth. Find yourself. It's better that you're going to do less with the right intention, with a pure heart, with the heart that you have, than that you're going to try to look for high, noble purposes and to lose the gifts, the treasures that Hashem already gave you. That it's your heart, that it's your brain, that it's your wife and children and friends and family and neighbors and people that are thirsty to hear Dvar Hashem, words of Hashem, from each and every one of us. Each and every one of us have a torch, you have a neshama, you have the light of Hashem Yitbarach inside of you. Ptach picha v'yairu dvarecha ameirim. Open your mouth. And those illuminating words are going to illuminate from your heart. From your heart, from your mouth. They're just going to pump up. They're just going to flow out. They're just going to open ways for other people to get closer to Hashem. People that you can help, each and every one of you, I cannot help them. They were not going to count on me. They were not going to listen to me. Hashem brought them to live in your neighborhood, in your building. She's your wife, it's your children, it's your parents. On you they can count. They're your friends from school, from college, from university, from I don't know where. They can listen to you. They cannot listen to me. You can listen to me, so we're sitting together. Hashem brought us together. They can listen to you, so you're going to find yourself sitting with them in the bus stop, in the light train, waiting, I don't know where. You're going to meet them if you're going to want. If you're going to ask from Hashem Yitbarach to give you the opportunity to serve, to dedicate your life also to Avodat Hashem, to find your real point in Avodat Hashem, you're going to find it for sure. Because Hashem is kind enough, and He really, truly wants to reveal His mercy to His children. There is nothing more than that He wants. But it takes time, and we're not allowed to give up on His mercy. And we have to force Him to reveal His mercy on His children. May Be'ezrat Hashem, all of those words gonna illuminate and gonna do a high, high Ilui Neshama to the holy soul of our good friend and brother Kalman Nachman Ben Peretz Herschel, Betoch Sh'ar Nishmat Israel,
בעגלה ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. וגנסי קדיש בעזרת השם, לילוי הנשמות.
Everyone that's got a chiyuv to say kaddish, please do, and everyone that also wants to say kaddish can say. I think that's the direction. יתגדל, יתקדש, שמי רבה. אמן. 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 יתברך, משתבח. Amen. Amen. Everyone that can stay, please, and to do some brachot and seudah here, Leilui Nishmat Talmud Nachman is more than welcome. The family honors.